This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Yesterday on the show, we had a brief segment about the solar eclipse that crossed America and the pandemonium it inspired. We ended by mentioning that President Trump had ignored countless warnings from NASA and health officials and gazed directly at the sun without special glasses or eye protection of any kind. It was, and we noted at the time, a watershed event in American history. Even the president saw it, but in a move that is not a complete surprise, he looked directly at the sun without any glasses. Perhaps the most impressive thing any president's ever done. So there you had the president of the United States beating the very axis of the solar system in a staring contest. Top that, Louisiana Purchase, Emancipation Proclamation, Normandy Invasion, interstate highway system. You can't. Because as we said, it's the single most impressive thing a president has ever achieved. Now, luckily, many in the media were watching last night, and they instantly understood that we were not kidding at all. There was no irony or sarcastic inflection in what we said, because we're every bit as self-serious and humor-deficient as any Washington journalist, and probably almost as dumb. We were, indeed, lavishing praise on a politician for staring at the sun. Nathan McDermott of CNN understood that immediately and provided video to silence doubters who suspected we might be joking. Claire Phipps of The Guardian wasn't fooled either, as she explained at length to her readers, nor writers at HuffPo, Mediaite, or GQ, all of whom wrote pieces about it. Brooke Binkowski, the managing editor of Snopes.com, went on Twitter to assure the public that, quote, this is not satire. This is not satire. This is not satire. Well, given that Snopes is one of a handful of outlets working with Facebook to decide what stories are, quote, fake news and should be suppressed, it's impressive that Binkowski was able to know the truth without even bothering to contact us to check, because that's journalism.
You know, sadly. This is what we've come down to. It is amazing. So, in fact, we're surprised that 62% of the country, or at least 62% of Republicans, Scott, weren't just like a bunch of lemmings just following the president's lead, just staring at the sun. You know, glasses be damned. You know, I'm not going to protect my eyes. I'm just going to like a bunch of lemmings. We're all just going to stand there looking at the sun, burning our eyeballs out.
You didn't? That's what I did.
So that's the way you, this is the mark of a Republican and a true Trump follower, is if your pupils are burned down, you're just another one of the lemmings, right?
Unfortunately, I was in one of the places that had complete cloud cover, so I didn't get to see it.
So you missed out. Well,
I was one of the chosen few that didn't get to do it.
Well, you know, all this stuff, I mean, the eclipse just caused all kinds of crazy stuff, and you know when anything happens up in the skies or anything of an incredible nature that is outside the control of particularly the progressives, they go nuts. And you read that article in the Atlantic.com that somehow the eclipse represented some celestial prejudice because of where it traveled. It didn't cover enough black people because it started in Oregon. In Oregon, you know, where this all began, you know, it's almost entirely white.
Well, when it was cloudy and rainy here, true. I mean,
well, the other thing that drives me nuts, we touched on this a little bit with Rachel Campos Duffy earlier. You know, what's bothering me is this natural implication that they want to draw Latinos, blacks, and Asians, and all these minorities into their think tank. I got to tell you, there's many Latinos that, you're picking nuts.
Well, I think you're using the wrong word. I don't think think tank is the right way. I think it's more of like a don't think tank. Don't think.
Okay, yeah, just wear the T-shirt. We'll give you a T-shirt and a decoder ring, and you're in the club, I guess. But this is, it's insanity unleashed. But it's all for our amusement, and we appreciate that being brought to us by Tucker Carlson. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So you thought it was going to be easy, huh? I tell you, we've worked our way into a full lunatic frenzy to get to this point, and here we are, all looking at one another and going, was there a point to all this? Were we supposed to do something? This is what I find quite frustrating, because meanwhile, the lunatic fringe is unleashed. And, Main Street America is looking at this and go, every once in a while, just for amusement, they check it out. But then they go about their business because they got families to feed, and they're really trying to do something about getting this country back on track, not exercising themselves into a full court frenzy. And, wondering, okay, what is it? What is it all about? Because, you hear from the Antifa people, and you ask them, just okay, what do you guys want to do? What's the end game here? And it's socialistic ideals and that, and go, okay, well, we've already got a form of government here based on the U.S. Constitution. That seems to be antithetical. Is that a problem? Oh no, well, you guys just haven't figured it out yet. Okay, well, even though we have many years of history proving time and again that socialism kills people, it is a death nail, an absolute disaster. This is something that we need to bring back once again. But let's have the conversation if you are open to have the conversation. But of course they're not, and this is the problem. Fortunately for us, we have people like Doug Giles. And if you're a quart low on your Doug Giles juice, get ready to get filled up, because Doug joins us now, the founder and editor of ClashOfDaily.com. Mr. Doug, how are you, buddy?
Bill, doing well, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was looking forward to our conversation. I like I was telling the audience, I think I'm a quart low of my Giles juice. I need to get pumped up here in the midst of all this crazy insanity. Main Street America is looking at the lunatic fringe and just, scratching their heads, say, okay, well, every once in a while they check it out just for amusement. But then, then they're back to work doing the things that made America great and will make America great once again.
Yeah, I think you're right, too, Bill, in regards to, us average Joes in the flyover states. I don't think we're really taking too much stock in what the Antifa radicals or the alt-left, who are very violent, by the way. I mean, everybody likes to pitch, the right as being the extremist, but yeah. You want extremists. You have to go over to the Democrat side of the ticket, because there's where the violent cuckoo birds live. But, I was at a cigar bar the other day and talking with some guys and girls, and they briefly mentioned the Charlottesville charade, which I think it is, and I think it's going to prove out to be something that was more organized and more orchestrated than a Nancy Pelosi bowel movement. But anyway, Bill, they said that, why are these people doing this? Why can't, to quote Rodney King, why can't we all get along? So
exactly.
I think this – this race garbage was definitely started in earnest when Barack was elected president, mm-hmm. intensified when he constantly ignored the collusion between Black Lives Matter and cop killing, and when he constantly bypassed any kind of connect the dots, pin the tail on the donkey of Islam when there was the multiple terrorist attacks in the United States during his administration. And unfortunately, Trump's got this this racially cleaved baton that's been handed to him. And, you know, I got to give it to him. Is he a perfect man? No. But his first speech and his second speech after Charlottesville, Bill, mm-hmm. I heard him in no uncertain manner violence and that the country needs to come together and heal. I don't know what the CNN's listening to, big dog.
Yeah, I don't at all. I mean, I've been scratching my head all week, and Scott and I have been talking about this, and even with our guests, and going, okay, well, what did I miss out of what the president said that's got everybody all riled up, establishment GOPers taking one big giant step back away from this president? It's like, come on, what are you talking about here?
You should have, Steve Hayes, you know, with the Weekly Standard that he's running now after mm-hmm. Bill Kristol drove it into the dirt. He's just aghast at Trump's tone, and he's aghast that he didn't say anything sooner about the Klan or white supremacists or neo-Nazis. Yeah. You know, I don't remember Bill them getting that testy over Obama when he didn't say diddly squat. Well, let me correct myself. When he lit the fire that the cops are to blame,
yes,
stuff with Freddie Gray, Michael Brown, Trayvon, and, you know, the famous beer summit.
So, yes.
You know, it's specious, and I'm disgusted by the never-Trumpers and the GOPers just as much as I am about Don Lemon and the oh-so-sassy Rachel Maddow. They're swamp monsters, man. Time to pull the plug.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, just like repeal and replace, it is in the power of our own remotes. We can do it ourselves. We talked with Dr. Josh Umber, Doug. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he has been the leader in the direct pay concierge medical model revolution that's taken place across the country. And I'm saying, look at it. He's opened the door and empowered people to repeal and replace, self-repeal and replace Obamacare. I mean, we can thank Donald Trump for opening that door and getting rid of the penalties that were so cumbersome about Obamacare. So meanwhile, while these knuckleheads try to figure out, if John McCain kind of tries to figure out what side he's on and if he's really on the side of the people to answer the health care proposition, hey, look, we're empowered. We can go talk to our doctor tomorrow, set up our own direct pay model, and self-repeal and replace. We don't need the government machinery to only confuse it and give us their version of a national health care system, which is almost another potential disaster in waiting. So I'm almost glad that these guys haven't figured it out, because I don't think they can figure it out, Doug.
Yeah, and kudos to people who do what this gentleman you mentioned is doing, because mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, it's we the people. I don't know how America and its independent spirit, especially down here in Texas, where we perfected independence, got to where we're so beholden to the golden cow of the state. And
yes.
I think the more we get creative and do those kind of things, the more and more these politicos who we elected to represent us will become to mean less and less to we the people.
Well, Doug, you know, we're seeing the rise of more people speaking out. You know, they've been invalidated for so many years. I'm talking about Main Street, the common sense people, people like yourself. This is why you're connecting with so many people, is you're just speaking the truth and just saying, hey, look at, you know, it's a duck. I mean, we don't need to see it walk anymore or talk or anything. It's just a pick and duck. And let's move on. And, you know, the qualifier is, does it help me support my family? Is it helping me to the end of my life, you know, toward the ends of my life's goal? Or does it take away? Does it hinder me in any way? And we the people are coming together and understanding that the power based on our U.S. Constitution resides in those three most powerful words that the establishment is doing everything they can. Those dregs that are lying in the swamp that need to be drained, that are holding on to, you know, this cabal and thinking, well, if we can blind them from realizing that we the people actually run the government, hey, it'll be business as usual, and we'll just keep having fun here on the Beltway at their expense. Why not, right?
I'm in, buddy.
Okay. Okay, more from Doug Giles on the other side of the break. He's in, and we've got more to talk about. Stay with us. 15 minutes right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Come on, Doug Giles, let's sing it out. Don't mess with me. I'm telling you, I've just got that kind of attitude. I mean, you pumped me up. Doug Giles, founder, editor of ClashDaily.com, author of the Wild New Book, a coloring book for college crybabies, and let's not even forget to mention the effeminization of the American male. boy, which is several hours of conversation right there. We can talk lots of story. But, Doug, I wanted to get your read on Arizona. Boy, they did a great job, I think, in demonstrating to the rest of the country how you manage the lunatic fringe, the Antifas and the white supremacists and those that just want to cause trouble to cause trouble. Law enforcement was there. They did their job. No standing down. You know, they held all these knuckleheads in place where they needed to be held.
Yeah, not only did they keep them in check, unlike Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was a cop in Charlottesville and I was being briefed that morning about what's going down, because they knew what was going down.
Of course.
They had, you know, the quote-unquote white supremacists, which I think that's completely specious, Bill. And I think mm-hmm. once we keep pulling at that yarn of Jason Kessler and who this Unite the Right is, we're going to find that those guys pull to the left politically more than a bad shopping cart does. However, that said, if I was a Charlottesville cop and I had my police chief brief me, it's like, all right, man, we got some Ku Klux Klan members coming in this afternoon. We got some alt-left crazy rioters coming in this afternoon. We want you guys to stand down, you understand? We want you to just let it go. If I was a cop there in Charlottesville, Bill, I would say, can you come again with that stand down stuff? Because I got on board to protect and serve, and I'm not going to watch this turn into a melee and our city get besmirched for some kind of political stupid reason that has nothing to do with policing. So I quit, and I'm going to go try to get a job at Costco, you know, manager department or something like that. I can't mm-hmm. believe they would do that kind of stuff. Thank God last night in Phoenix didn't. Did you see the protester who kicked that, like, smoke bomb or something?
Yeah, I'm watching this again on your site. And on your website, and remind everybody, clashdaily.com, they can go to and check this out. Make sure you subscribe as well. Doug's very faithful in keeping you in the flow of the know. But yeah, this is a hoot. I mean, this is the thing that happens with
cop shot him right in the crotch, and people are like, well, was it a rubber bullet or was it a tear gas canister? Look, I don't know. All I know is that his crotch is smoking. And he took it right to the wedding tackle, man.
Oh, wow.
It's the stuff that makes somebody famous on the internet forever. And
yes.
We've got this moron, little snowflake, this little protester who probably doesn't even know what he's protesting, getting shot in the twigs and berries.
Well,
they got to see it. And Bill, I don't know if you know this, you had the volume turned up on the bottom video that we have. We had it set by Tim Young with the Daily Caller to Celine Dion music, him getting hit in the balls in slow motion with some kind of Celine Dion music, which I never listened to.
Mm.
I had this buddy of mine who said, you want to go to a Celine Dion concert with me and my wife? Bring your wife. It's like, oh, my God, man. I would rather watch Hillary Clinton do an extended cut of Riders on the Storm interpretive dance than listen to Celine Dion.
Boy, that just that brings an imaginary picture here. I can just see her out in the woods, no doubt. She'd be out there in the woods doing that dance, I think. This interpretive dance, right? With smoke, with a smoke machine and everything else. Oh my gosh. I mean, I can see it right now.
The day destroys the night and the night destroys the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to Hillary's side.
Yeah, why not? Here we go. Oh, Lordy. Well, Doug, again, in Arizona, you know, Trump had said he's going to take care of Arpaio. He says he has nothing to worry about. I was glad to hear that. I'll be happy the day that he is fully pardoned, that this is behind him. Sheriff Joe, for all the great work he did for 20 years for Arizona, again, put in perspective that, you know, he saw his area of responsibility there in Arizona, what was happening at the border, you know, his constituencies being killed, being abused, the rule of law ignored there on a federal level, and which the former governor took a stand against as well. And because of some technicality, they put him through the ringer here.
Yeah, I bet. Trump's definitely going to get a pardon, and there's probably no greater American that's been besmirched like Joe Parra that deserves one, unlike the guys that Obama and Clinton pardoned, and who are terrorists, who ran kid prostitute rings, all kinds of stuff, you know. It's been insane corruption. But, yeah, Sheriff Joe, I thought he was going to do it. Oh, my God, man, did he bait that out like a Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey ringmaster or what last night? And, yeah, it would have been great, but what we lacked in him pardoning Sheriff Joe on the spot was more than made up for in how he just absolutely decimated CNN during that speech. I would quit if I worked for CNN. I don't know how they do that.
And the thing is about they're doing, this is all self-inflicted. CNN is willfully doing this. I mean, it's like, look at, you know, it's like the old saying, you know, when you're digging a hole and you realize, you know, you got to stop digging the hole. And it's the same thing. If you're drinking poison, you put the step away from the grape juice. You know, all Donald Trump is saying, I mean, it's a really easy pickings for him. He's reporting on their reports. So, you know, how embarrassing. I got to admit.
And here's what they do, Bill. They don't tell us what he said. They don't report on what he said. They don't give us anything verbatim.
No.
They come forth and said, well, he said this or he meant this or he had this tone. And, you know, if I was a liberal, look, I get not wanting to be a Republican or a conservative and have that moniker. You know, because of how, you know, one of them might have been educated or propagandized through the public school system. I get it. But I don't get tossing out the brain, not being reasonable, not being judicious with the flow of information. And, you know, I don't understand people like that. I want to get all my intel from various sources. I'll read Huffington Post. I'll read, you know,
sure.
I've got CNN on news alerts and stuff. But, you know, to just completely cut yourself off from any kind of thing that challenges your opinion, your worldview. I don't understand those kind of human beings at all, man.
Well, it is very self-limiting. There's no doubt about it. And our founding fathers, this is why it is the First Amendment, and it should be protected at all levels so that we can bring our ideas to the marketplace. We can exchange ideas, sharpen up our blades here as a result of the conversation, and come away with an even better idea and even an even greater America, we would hope, at the end, right?
Well, Facebook and YouTube and Google doesn't think so.
No, of course not.
I've seen colleagues of mine, Robert Spencer, Pamela Geller, Clash Daily has, to a lesser degree, been censored, suffered, you know, punitive type economic stuff with ad vendors like, oh, you're a hate site.
Oh, yeah.
What are we putting out that can be deemed hate speech? Is it the truth that we're exposing the left and Hillary and Obama? And because we give our feckless GOP representatives just as much hell as we do the leftists.
Exactly.
This is scary, brother. This is
scary. No, I'm right with you. Hey, Doug, last 60 seconds here together. Again, I always appreciate you coming on, but we got the NFL getting underway. They still can't figure out why taking a knee takes them away from the big bucks and has them kind of scrambling for pennies down at the ground level. They're doing everything they can to annihilate their brand again, it seems.
Yeah, well, they'll figure it out in 3 or 4 years, and everybody's just saying, listen, we're sick of the politics and the racism and the anti-cop rhetoric and disparaging our national anthem. We want to watch football, damn it. So we're going to turn you off. We're going to watch college stuff. We might start watching rugby, you know?
Hey, rugby. Hey, I'm up for that. Why not? I mean, they, you know, all this other stuff. It's like, hey, for all the money we spend for a ticket to watch a game, that's what we want to do. We don't want to go there for some political indoctrination. What they want, they can do it on their own time, not on my dime, that's for sure. Doug Giles, the one and only on Bill Martinez Live. Doug, thank you. As always, appreciate it.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance.
Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
On your smartphone and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Many were very sad over the weekend to hear the news of Jerry Lewis. I grew up watching Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, and oh my goodness, what a team. And of course, Jerry Lewis, for all the great humanitarian work he did. Telethons will not be the same. All the hard work and what he did for muscular dystrophy, most incredible. And what a body of work. We were blessed to be in his trajectory of his life, for all the fun and memories and the kinetic humor that he caused us to enjoy and belly laugh through. Rest in peace, Jerry Lewis, and Godspeed to you, and prayers for all your family and your loved ones. Dr. Josh Umber joins us right now. We're going to talk about concierge medicine revolution. If you've been around at all on this show, you've heard me brag about Dr. Umber. I think, at a time when we consider, our government and what they have failed to do in terms of repealing and replace, we've said for a long time that, we're about self-rule. This is about self-responsibility. If you're looking to the government to be the answer for you, that's the first problem, okay? We're big boys and girls. We know what to do, how to take care of our families. And what Josh Umber has done has laid out through Atlas MD, something that many are saying is quite revolutionary. But Dr. Umber, first of all, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be
feedback. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, as I say, many people and punters say this is quite revolutionary, but the fact is concierge medicine in one form or another has been around since there's been doctors, right?
Actually, yeah, it's been around forever. The latest trend started late 90s because healthcare was starting to be problematic. But really, there's a Dr. Chaplin. She's a medical historian. She wrote a book about how medicine in the 20s and 30s was membership-based and how naturally that balanced the demands of the patient and the physician. And it was only after insurance got involved that started to get eroded. So, you know, all things come back into style.
Well, and as you say, the insurance companies come into play, and then all of a sudden there's a lot of money here. And when there's a lot of money that can be wielded, then it's too tempting for government to come in and say, okay, how can we tap into that resource? Is it that simple?
Yes and no. I think we blame government and insurance a lot. And personally, I like to blame physicians. I feel like we blamed everyone else and nothing changed.
Right.
But when we actually took onus of it ourselves and said, okay, instead of asking insurance or pharmacy or government to fix the problem, we're the gatekeepers of care. We're on the front lines. My patient can't afford a medicine. You know, I should be looking to see how I can help them afford that medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But we really rejected as a profession the idea of business development because it feels like a good physician can't be focused on finances and patient care. But in reality, I find the two hard to separate.
Mm-hmm.
If we take our oath seriously to do no harm, that has to include do no financial harm.
Exactly.
If we dive into that, then we find ways to get our patients their medicines wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
If they're wholesale, they're 95% less, even for some cancer cancer medicines. But your monthly migraine medicine, that's $200 that we get for $5 by being a little business savvy, well, we've done great things for your health and your family. Yeah.
Yeah, and the prescription prices and what you've been able to do, as you say, in doing no harm and doing a lot of benefit. My old mentor used to say, particularly as it related to radio, that whenever you had contact with your clientele, you wanted to elicit a positive emotional response. And you're definitely doing this with your program because, you know, just even as you say, in the prescription basis, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, boy, that's a big savings and a big help, you know, for people.
That is. And we can apply that to everything. So this is concierge medicine for everyone, or the new buzz term, direct care, direct primary care,
mm-hmm.
unlimited visits, no copays, free procedures. And it's not that insurance or government were bad. They just were adding to a system that was already too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Silicon Valley is successful because they streamline the process of buying things, of getting a car, of you know, booking a hotel room. Whatever that is, they're improving it and simplifying it.
Exactly.
You apply those same principles to healthcare. And when you say, well, I need insurance because my medicine is $200, or I don't need insurance because my medicine is $5, well, that's a simpler thing. It's not that insurance is bad. They were just not as innovative as they could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I love my life insurance. I love my car insurance, my home insurance, but I never used them. That's why it's affordable. If we tried to insure gasoline, then we'd have the same problem with car insurance.
Exactly.
So it's really about changing the national conversation to be less, how do we get health insurance for everybody, and how do we get health care for everybody and insure the small 20% that remains that is truly expensive.
Well, what you're talking about is one rail of this aspect of healthcare, and what we touched on here just a moment, you know, just a moment ago, which I think is important people to understand the dynamic tension that is existing here, and that is that you know, it's that old business model that people do that which they get rewarded for. Congress, our government, has been rewarded with this model that is currently existing, and this is why they're fighting for it in such a way, is that this is going to upend. You know, a funding stream for their reelection if they, if they do something like this. I mean, there's a disturbance in the force here, Dr. Umber, you know, with what direct pay is doing, right?
Yes, I think so. Innovation is always a little hard, a little messy, right? we were taught a little bit, you know, that industries can be too big to fail, and most, you know, good capitalists would have disagreed with that. What we're seeing now, again, very similar to Silicon Valley, is that this is a bit of a messy process. Companies need to be built and compete, and if so, die off, all in that hunt for a better value for the consumer. And if we do that to healthcare, what we at first react by saying, oh, no, this is a little intimidating. But what we can do at the same time is say, let's embrace the change and see how we can all benefit. Democrat politicians, Republican politicians, they can both see something they like here because they want to improve the access to care, but they want to lower the cost. They want to help more Medicaid people, but there's not money in the budget. Insurance companies, the ones that we've worked with, have said their profit margins are several times higher by working with this model than against it, because now you have small groups of doctors out-competing Walmart when it comes to the cost on medication. And inherent in that, you know, you have a broken system when a broken market.
Yes.
When small groups of doctors can out-compete the second largest retailer in the world, the largest that does medications, until Amazon gets into pharmaceuticals, which they're doing.
Right.
And so we've insured and added bureaucracy to a cash transaction that should be very simple.
Exactly.
If patients can get their medicine for a penny a pill, it really does change the insurance question entirely. It's scary, but lots of opportunity at the same time.
What about the catastrophic element?
The old phrase is, you pick the risk you can afford to take, and you insure the rest. So I can afford to fill my car with gasoline. I don't want to total my car and not have insurance. Healthcare is very similar. Now that we look through the lens of innovation, well, 80% of what most patients need is primary care.
Exactly.
If I can do most of your primary care for pennies on the dollar, now we're only insuring a small piece, and that becomes affordable.
Right. What a novel concept. Dr. Josh Umber continues with us. We're talking concierge medicine that has become the revolution, direct pay model, and we're going to get into it a little bit more. And last time we had Dr. Umber on, we were inundated with all kinds of emails wanting to know more information. Of course, he is the founder of Atlas MD, and we have website information, contact information as well, not only for patients, but for doctors as well, who say, you know, this is interesting. Maybe I need to adopt this model. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
And we're talking healthcare, repealing, replacing. We don't have to wait for the government. You can make a personal family decision to repeal and replace government healthcare the way it's been presented to us. And we have Dr. Josh Umber with us, who has been at the forefront of the direct pay model. They're calling it a concierge revolution. Dr. Umber, how did you come up with Atlas MD? How did they come about?
To my days when my dad was a trash man. And growing up, he was a trash man. Now a lawyer, though. So, of course, I still tell people he's a trash man. It's less embarrassing. But he had such a great business model. You pay monthly. We picked up weekly. And then when I was a pre-med student, medical student, shadowing doctor's offices, I saw how cumbersome the whole business of medicine was. Mm-hmm. And to be successful in that space, you had to be successful at pushing paper more so than patient care. And right. So this doesn't work. And we started exploring, other doctors who were doing insurance rate models. And it had been around, like you said, since the late 90s, but mm-hmm. really haphazard or cumbersome, every doctor doing something different. And they didn't quite appreciate the full value that they could bring to patients. And that's what we tried to do. Mm-hmm. Do the whole thing. Unlimited visits, no co-pays, free medicine, free procedures, wholesale medicine, wholesale labs. Work with the employer to decrease insurance premiums by 60%. Just where can we be helpful, which is sort of Amazon-esque. Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos says be consumer-obsessed. And yes. We want to think that we're patient obsessed.
Right.
If we can help you get better care, faster care, cheaper care, then we are doing what we should be doing as a physician. And mm-hmm. we just, nothing was too good to not be questioned. And as we kept questioning why the system was structured as it is, we kept finding better ways to do it. And our patients have rewarded us by embracing the model and helping it to grow across the country.
And this has turned out to be a win-win proposition, I mean, for the doctors as well as the patients. I can understand, when you're looking at the old model and you're thinking, okay, wow, we're turning this thing upside down here. What is that going to do, in terms of the doctor's income? Are they going to take a big hit here? What is the big sacrifice, especially, when you're dealing with that, the ideal, well, I got to make money, got to provide for my family. And, oh, yes, that's right. I am a doctor and I do want to provide health care, and it's dealing, you know, going through that process and realizing, as you did in going through the process, that, boy, you know, dealing on a direct pay basis. And I have many friends who are doctors, Josh, so I understand the situation, especially with those that have been dealing with insurance companies that have to wait anywhere 90, 120 days for their payment. It could represent anywhere 35, 40% of their operating costs of their individual clinics and offices and that sort of thing. So it's no wonder that we pay, you know, $250 for an office visit when, you know, we can do it for a lot, you know, could be done for a lot less, and doctors could be a lot happy. Cash flow reigns supreme, and, you know, and those of us who are looking for healthcare delivery, we're a lot happier because we're actually realizing better service for a lot less.
Right. The average physician would have 7 employees each just for the process of billing insurance and managing that workflow. We have 3 employees, all nurses, for 5 physicians. Mm-hmm. So we can pass that efficiency and cost savings down to you in a really interesting way. Now, all we need to do is focus on the patients first, right? I mean, that's
exactly
the most essential thing. But inherent in that is if we protect the patient and their dollars, we are helping their employer and their dollars, and even protecting the health insurance company and their dollars. Because instead of taking one insurance card and going to the pharmacy and not knowing that there's a $10 copay for generic and a $20 copay for name brand, but there might be a $1,000 difference between the generic cost and the name brand cost. Mm-hmm. But you don't know that because you had a $10 difference. And if we don't give patients good information, how can they be good consumers? Well, that's the job of the doctor. I expect Amazon to present me with good prices. I'm a lazy consumer.
Right.
Do it for me. And we should do the same thing for our patients. We are the ones with all the training and licensing and education. I can bring my wealth of knowledge to the patient and say, well, here is 2 great options that are very cost effective for you. And one is at the pharmacy if you want to go there for full disclosure, but it's $80 for that medicine and we get it for 30 cents a month, which is a real example. Well, when given that good information, they tend to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the employer and the insurance company don't have to pay to push paper around, well, then that's a huge savings to everybody.
Exactly.
Yes. It's really about getting more care, but in a smarter way.
Now, Josh, last time we talked, I think you were up to 600 satellite facilities. Is that I got to imagine it's much more than that now.
It's growing every month. You know, some months we had 20 new doctors. They're all independently owned and operated clinics. But as patients hear about this nationally across the radio, they're going to their doctors and saying, I want this. I need that for my medicine. You know, if they mention what I'm on, and it's unaffordable currently, but you can help out.
Exactly.
I had a patient, they were on a name brand diabetic medicine, not insulin, just for type 2. For 1 month of the name brand medicine, I could get 23 years of the generic medicine.
Wow.
It was insane. So it is insane. That's
right.
The patients are responding well and doctors are responding to them.
Well, how can they be in touch with you and Atlas MD so that if they want to look more into this model as a doctor or even as a patient, what is the best way to come in contact with the organization?
We have a website, atlas.md/Wichita for patients. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com at atlas/AtlasMD. And we also have a great map for patients to go find a direct care physician in their area. And that's atlas.md/map, M-A-P. So lots of ways for them to get online, to watch videos. They go to YouTube. They can see tons of videos about direct primary care.
Mm-hmm.
And most doctors are happy to take a phone call and answer their questions. So really, yeah, we just encourage them to contact us, reach out, learn more, and spread the word.
Well, and I want to have your people send us the link as well so we can link it on our website, Josh, at BillMartinezLive.com. So we'll surround this thing because I am so excited. I've been participating in concierge medicine before I even knew it was concierge medicine for many, many years with our kids, just because I knew enough to be dangerous. One of my best friends who's a doctor, he keeps saying that I'm going to get arrested for practicing medicine without a license because I know enough to be
know enough to be dangerous, but I'm careful. But still, it's just the idea that I saw what was happening in his business. I'm a marketing guy, and like you, what you saw with your dad, you're going, wait a minute, you know, why can't this be adapted? I say number one. The second thing too is I'd like to see our elected officials on this concierge program instead of the program, you know, that they have been able to develop for themselves at our expense. Because I think that if that was the case, we could solve this problem a lot quicker and realistically, because clearly, you know, with the Republicans, if I can be just a little bit political here, with them having control of the White House and both houses of Congress, they still cannot seem to get this done. And I think, you know, speaking of dads, you know, my dad used to always say, you always have to use the right tool for the right job. And I think maybe that's what we're realizing, is that we, in looking to our government for this, they are perceptibly the wrong tool.
I agree. And the wrong tool being used in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But everybody's asked them to fix it, and they're not in a position to know how to fix it. So understandably, poor results come from that, which is, again, why we're really not anti-insurance or anti-government. We're pro-efficiency. It turns out the most efficient thing is less government in this. Now that you know it can be done affordably, it's really hard, though, for the government to kind of remove themselves from the equation. But if they do, amazing things will happen.
Well, this has to be amazing, you know, for I think of the patients. You know, you talk about when they say thank you, they really mean it in such a way, because this is so comprehensive and life-changing for them, having been raised, you know, in a traditional way to connect with healthcare delivery. And now comes this concierge, this direct pay model. And, you know, if you're paying, you know, for example, $50 a month, I mean, do the math. You know, that's $600 a year for medical care, and you can come and see your doctor as often as you need to, right?
Right, and call, text, email. We've got an amazing technology. Let's use it. Why make a patient who's otherwise busy and swamped and dealing with the stresses of life drive across town to show the doctor their throat or a rash or talk about depression or anxiety? You know what's anxiety-provoking? Not being able to talk to the doctor.
Exactly.
So we make them jump through all these hoops to do that. Oh, but those hoops aren't necessary anymore. And that ability to provide a better value to our patients is enormous.
This has to be exciting for you. I mean, you know, something you saw early as a young man with your father and applying it now into your medical practice and sharing the ideas with other doctors across the country and the patients that you're blessing as a result of this, Josh Umber. I thank you. I thank you for your commitment to you've been a blessing, you know, to our audience, and I know to your patients as well. And I would encourage them to go to your website, find out more information, especially those doctors who have tuned in, and say, look, this is something I need to look into. Yes, you need to do it sooner than later, because you've got many people out here in this country that need health care. They need the delivery of health care in the way in which you always thought it was possible. And Dr. Josh Umber has done a lot of hard work and a lot of experience. You've gone through many learning curves on this. And so it's all available to them. And once again, your website, Dr. Josh Umber?
Atlas.mg/map to find a doctor like this near you.
There is Dr. Josh Umber. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. All the best to you.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, anytime.